The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The House and the Senate Republicans have reached a deal on the final tax bill. Here's what we know. The highest earning Americans are going to get a lower tax rate. Corporations are going to pay slightly more than in previous plans under the deal the House and the Senate Republicans reached. Full details of what is likely to be a $1.4 trillion tax cut over a decade will be released this week. If the House and the Senate both pass the measure, the vote could come as early as next week. Donald Trump could sign it into law before Christmas, and it would go into effect in 2018. Here's what we have. The agreement would set the top individual tax rate at 37%. That's lower than the 39.6% and lower than the top rate in each of the bills that passed the House and the Senate.
Yeah, they keep saying that. But I mean, I had heard the top rate was 35% in all of these bills. There was a kind of a cutout for it was like one of those donut sort of hole taxes where there was a higher rate on very high earners. And they talked about that, but it would only apply to a certain amount of money.
Listen to the whole thing, because there's some things in here that may be what you're talking about. Republicans say they were considering that change to address concerns from high earning residents in high tax states like California and New York, who would take a hit because they would lose the ability to fully deduct state and local taxes as part of the overhaul. Rather than fully repeal the deduction as planned, the compromise would cap it at $10,000. So if you live in California, you can write off $10,000 of your state tax. The corporate rate would be 21%, which is higher than the 20% Republicans included in the House and Senate tax bills. The Senate had delayed the rate cut from today's 35% until 2019. This is going to take effect in 2018. Mr. Trump, who said he wanted a 15% corporate rate, then drew the red line at 20. And then he said, OK, well, we could go as high as 22. So they compromised at 21%. The agreement is also expected to eliminate the corporate alternative minimum tax. Keeping that as the Senate bill did, it would have undercut the value of many popular business tax breaks, including the research and development tax credit, which have been insane. Bill would retain the individual alternative minimum tax with exemptions for incomes up to $500,000 for individuals and $1 million for married couples, much higher than the current law. Republicans are also considering a 20% income deduction for so-called pass-through businesses. So this means if you own an S-corp corporation or you have a partnership, you are currently paying
the corporate rate, right?
The highest rate, but this
individual rate. Sorry,
individual rate, but this will give you a 20% income deduction for you, which I think that's great.
That's about small businesses largely. Small businesses that have to pay super high taxes because they can't get to those deduction levels and those other corporate levels. They're going to pay the corporate tax level.
Yeah,
this will help them. The criticism on it is they think a lot of people who are wealthy will, instead of getting a salary, just create an S corp or an LLC, and then just be able to take that money under this lower rate. And there's things built into the bill to try to prevent that. But
I got news for you: really, really rich people are going to. That's what they pay attorneys for. They're going to try to keep as much money as possible.
Well, that's not just really, really rich people. Everybody.
Right. I was going to say, and if you don't think that you would do that. If you had high taxes and somebody and it was worth their while to help people at the lower end of scale, escape all of the taxes, they would help you save taxes, too, because there would be loopholes all over that as well. These are loopholes. People have the money for the attorneys, and so they find them. And the really rich people like the Kennedys, they live on trusts. They're not affected by this. Who's affected by this? This is why I'm glad to see this rate for the S-corps. Full disclosure, it would affect me. Is everything is coming through, my company of Mercury. That's everything goes into there. Well, I put a lot of my money into the company, a vast majority of my money into the company. I'm paying, you know, a corporate income tax, pay myself. I would really like to be able to save some of my money. I'd like to be able to invest some of my own money and keep some of my own money. You have a right to do it, especially it's those who had nothing, had an idea, started as an entrepreneur, starting to make a go of it. And then what? You get penalized? While the people who are really rich, who have institutionalized money now, they don't pay anything? You know, it's probably true that Warren Buffett pays, you know, less than $100,000 a year in taxes, personal income, because he's not being paid in income.
Right, that's not how he makes his money.
Right. He's getting paid from, the capital gains or whatever, mm-hmm. which is a 15% tax. He's not being paid in income, and he's not being paid in income because he's found a way around it, so he doesn't pay a 39% tax.
It's interesting, too, to see the process that happens here, and it happens every single time with these bills. If you go back to the bill that Donald Trump proposed during the campaign, it wasn't the best of the candidates, I didn't think, but it was a pretty bold plan. It cut rates quite a bit.
That was good.
It was good. It wasn't as good as some of the other plans that were proposed, but it was good.
Yeah.
And then the one he proposed as a presidential candidate was president was worse. The one that came through the House was worse than that. The one that came through the Senate was worse than that. And then this one is worse than the last Senate one. So we just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Again, is it an improvement over our current situation? I believe the answer to that is yes. The corporate side will help these companies hire more people, expand, take more risks. There is a legitimate advantage there. I think there is. Look, going from 39.6 to 37 is an embarrassingly low goal for the Republicans. The fact that you can only reduce rates by 2.6% is pathetic to me. It's pathetic. I mean, Trump's, I think, initial plan was 25% for that rate. And some other rates were as low as 10 during the campaign. What do we get? 37? I mean, it's embarrassing. However, I'd rather pay 37 than 39.6. I'd rather rich people pay 37 than 39.6. I'd rather have that happen because it's their money. We see the same construct built all the time by the left, which is, look, if you are getting a tax cut to millionaires and billionaires, that means there's less money for others. There's less money for, why are we cutting taxes for rich people? Because there's this pie and we're taking a piece of pie from poor people and we're giving it to rich people. It's the way it's always constructed, which has always been ridiculous. It's their money and you're just taking a little bit less of it. But why doesn't the same logic apply to when you're at a company and you get a raise? I assume no liberal has ever received a raise in our economy. Because why would you take more money? Instead, that money could go to someone at your company that makes less. Why would you ever accept a raise if you're a liberal? Because if you're making more than someone else, that's wrong. There's only a little bit of pie, and you're taking some of that pie from someone who could have had it. Some hourly worker could have had a little bit of a raise, and it would have meant much more to them. Why are you even accepting raises if you're a liberal? Because, of course, this is just a nonsensical political argument. Nobody believes this stuff. And, the idea that people who earn money should be able to keep that money because they earned it is a fundamental principle of the United States of America. It's why we've kicked everybody's ass for the last couple hundred years. And, the fact that we can't go on and keep that principle standard and understood, not acting like we're burdening other people when people who make a decent amount of money get to keep a little bit more of it. Everybody should get a tax cut. And this plan does cut taxes for everyone. It's bigger than this plan. It's a larger fundamental principle that we've lost sight of.
May I be a little black rain cloud? Everything you said was true. Everything you said was true.
Uh-oh.
And correct. Except for I take exception to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where you started, that, these companies are going to take and invest this money and grow their company. And,
yeah. Yeah. I saw you furrow your brow a little bit when I said that.
Because I have a different theory. May I share it?
No, you can't share it.
How?
And do I, is that an option for me? Can I just say no?
You could, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've all heard about a market meltdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a market melt-up?
I don't think so. Sounds okay. Delicious, though.
It does. A market melt-up is the way markets bull, serious bull bubbles burst. They don't grow like it has over the last 8 years. They grow and grow and grow for about 8-9 years. And then something happens. When things unplug from reality, what happens is people start to pull their money out of the system. Okay? And you've heard this. I know you've read stories. Real money is starting to put money on the, taking cash and putting it on the sidelines. Have cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've said that. Pull some cash out here and have cash. However, if you look at history, what happens right before a devastating crash of 1929, the tulip crash, all of it. Okay. What happens is usually there is a buildup for, just under 10 years and it gets crazy. And people are saying it could never go higher. Then people start to have a run. Now, think of this with Bitcoin. What's happened with Bitcoin? Bitcoin had some great growth between, $30 and $1,000. And it had some great growth. And then some people were like, I should get into Bitcoin. Then it went from $1,000 to $10,000. And more people were like, I should get into Bitcoin. It got up to $17,000 and $18,000. And everybody was like, okay, this is crazy. I'm going to mortgage my house. Okay. Money starts pouring into it. When it comes to a stock market, what happens is things will go 22, 25. You're going to see a point to where we're going to have a melt up and the stock market will do not as dramatically, but the stock market will do what has happened with Bitcoin. It's going to go from 25 to 45 and it's going to be a wild ride because what's going to happen, and it's already starting, the central banks have so much money they've pulled off the side, big institutions, and now with a tax break, I believe people will see it and they'll start throwing money. The central banks are going to start investing in the stock market and they're going to try to get their money. So they're going to invest in the stock market. All that money, those billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars, going to start flowing into the stock market, which is going to make that go up. Everybody who has saved money or has money on the sidelines is going to see that and they're going to say, I got to get in. By the time this really starts to take off, the average person is going to say, I'm going to mortgage my house because it's never going to end. And that's when it shuts off and destroys everything. I think in the next 2 years, you're going to see a stock market melt up and then the crash. Could be wrong. I hope I am.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a 1 month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.